Dave Moore on Today FM.
He's back. Over the next couple of weeks, Dermot Bannon will be easing us into the new year. He eased us all back into our Monday, the 6th of January, back to work, back to school, with another episode of The Brilliant Room to Improve. How do you feel, Dermot, about being... Now, we'll go back in time. Go back to our childhood.
Are you going to say Glen Rowe?
You are the Glen Rowe.
I am the Glen Rowe.
Of Sunday nights. Because yes. What people may not realise is that Glen Rowe was an Irish... soap opera of sorts, and it was on every Sunday. And when you heard the music, not only did you know it was time for bed, but school was the next day, or work was the next day.
I used to get the sinking feeling because it was kind of around 9 o'clock, wasn't it?
It was half eight before the news, yeah.
But you didn't have your homework.
No, there was an English essay to be done. That's
and you
for
realized
sure.
I'm going to watch because I have to watch Glen Rowe, because then my parents will know that I've my homework done.
Obviously done. Yeah.
But you had that sinking feeling in your stomach that you didn't have your
you
homework.
You had to take
done.
A torch up under the
that
duvet.
That was the point of no return, wasn't it? Once the Glen Rowe music came on. I wonder if it's the same for people watching.
I wonder if it is.
Have you got your homework done before you watch it?
Now, I definitely think for me as an adult, yeah. The Room to Improve music is. Just like, as I said, it's just like, ease me in now. Out of the weekend.
It's quite, the theme tune, I don't love it.
I do. Do you not love it? No?
Yeah, it was kind of a sample from a Lily Allen song.
Okay.
From one of her first albums. So like, Room to Improve has been going 17 years.
Yes.
So it's that old. And they've never changed, which is good.
But it is good.
Maybe it's just me, because when I hear it, I get the absolute fear. So,
yeah, whatever. Next time you get a bit of fear off Room to Improve, think about this fella who has to get deadlines.
Anybody, I suppose, who has who does something that has something that identifies it, it's a bit like, I don't know, if you're going to work and there's a certain chime in the elevator.
Yes.
And, oh, God, I'm here now.
It's the Pavlovian response.
I have that to Room to Improve music. Okay, I'll never love it.
Fair enough.
I'll always think, oh hell.
Well, because I think people maybe don't realise, you know, like obviously everything we see on television so perfectly polished, everyone's fine.
Do you think?
Well, that's how it looks, definitely. But I suppose in reality, like, we all know what it's like working with builders, we all know what it's like working with clients, we all know what it's like working with architects. There are deadlines and there are things, and I mean, every series there must be at least one project that is just about done by the time it goes on the telly.
Nearly all.
Fair enough.
No, they're tied to the wire, and we have a very quick turnaround. We've got a year, so we'll be starting next week into next year's
Room to Improve.
And we'll hopefully start a couple for 2027 as well.
Wow.
Because so anybody who is looking to log on to cocoacontent.ie, but we're starting all over again for next year. So it is tight, and it is. And some of them, we always have one episode left over. So we do five in the year, put out four.
Okay.
So the one that you saw last week in Mayo was filmed.
Was from 2023's lot.
Exactly.
I caught that.
It was quite summary in
that. I did notice it was very summary in
that.
A
little bit of a tan going on.
There was a haircut halfway through, Dermot. I noticed it all.
So that was filmed in the summer. So this one that's on this weekend actually was only filmed just before Christmas.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay, so we're really up to date from that point of view.
We are bang up to date.
Where is this week's one?
This week's one is the average house with the average family in Ireland in Palmerstown.
Brilliant. So what, three bed semi,
mum, dad, two kids.
Oh, perfect.
Two kids who love sports, mum, dad who are driven absolutely ragged with work. Both of them work. The kids play soccer, they do gymnastics. The house, when we went into it, it's actually I love this episode because it's a little bit, it's quite humorous.
Good.
And Katie, our homeowner, how would you say it? Not that she'd no filter.
you can say she'd no filter.
Okay, I'll say she's no filter. But she just says it as it is, right?
Okay.
Because a lot of times on Room to Improve, people are very aware that they're on camera.
Of course.
So they'll put their best foot forward.
Yeah.
And of course, yes, we would have dinner parties five times a week.
Of course. I love when people say, on not just your show, but on any property show, they say this famous line. Myself and my wife look at each other every time and just laugh, and they go, it's a great space for entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time we entertained anybody in our house. Maybe once a year if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, Christmas Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes you don't even want those people in your house.
No, you're more than welcome next year, Dermot.
Thanks,
that's fine.
But it's... what she was brilliant because she said out loud what we all think.
Okay, brilliant.
There's a thing going around on Instagram at the moment. It's just a promo of the thing. And I got a bit of backlash off it yesterday because nobody's seen the full scene, right?
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Because she, like, he was there, I'd love to put a cupboard and I'd like to be able to hide away the sink. And I was there, what the hell? This is crazy. And people saying, if he wants to hide away his sink, let him, ban him. I get a lot of that on Instagram.
Right, okay, fair.
A lot of people telling me but actually what you don't see is the reason he wanted to hide away the sink, I'll give you this as a little bit of exclusive, is because, right, have you ever sat in the house, right, and you've come in from work or you've been busy and you want 10 minutes to just lie down on the couch?
Yes.
Maybe eat a bag of
crisps. Oh my God.
Or
watch it.
And somebody's cleaning up.
Somebody's cleaning up.
How do you feel?
Like, disturbed.
And a little bit guilty?
Yes.
And how do they feel?
That ratty that you're lying on the couch eating bag of crisps.
So, we're not aligned. We cannot all be aligned in a house where when I'm relaxing, you're busy, and we all have this guilt. And when she said it out loud, I said, this is a safe space, isn't
totally
it?
Totally safe space, Dermot. Anything you say in here, no one's listening. It's
who
just
has
the three of us.
Lay down on the couch for 10 minutes, right, when the house is empty and had a little bit of it, and they hear the car coming in the driveway.
And you jump up.
And you leap up off the
couch.
Because we leap up off the couch because we feel, oh God, I should be doing something.
Yeah, totally.
And you go and rummage in the sink to pretend you were washing up something, right?
Definitely turn off TikTok.
But everybody does it. If somebody's working, you can't relax. If somebody's relaxing, you can't. Everybody gets angry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they just said it out loud. I want to be able to sit down. So, like, a lot of people over the past number of years have been knocking down all the walls, creating open plan spaces, and for some people, creating a load of grief because they're how they are in the house is not aligned
with what their space is. So he wants a wall, effectively.
Or
a cupboard or something.
He wants to be able to lie on the couch.
Not see the sink.
And their kids, you see, you'll see it in the opening scene. The kids took up the entire house. They had gymnastics mats, they had hurdles, they had soccer goals in the sitting room.
Yeah. Right? Oh, okay.
And how she used to relax is she used to go into a little chair in the corner, those old recliners. Remember, like Joey had in
Friends? Oh, yeah, Friends, yeah.
And I think there was a name.
Lazy Boy.
But Joey had a name. Didn't Bertha or something like that.
I don't know. Carl will remember. He loves Friends.
Yeah, the chair got broken.
Anybody know? 087-411-102. No, what was the name?
What she used to do is she used to sit on the couch with her laptop,
watching
Love Island with the headphones on and a glass of wine in her hand. She went into her own little cocoon.
Gotcha.
While the kids were doing hurdles in front of her.
What it matters.
And so they were just really honest about how life is for the family. And there's a lovely bit at the end, she goes, I'm giving way too much away here.
No, keep going.
You're loving this.
I love it.
But she kind of says, cheers to the Irish mammy. And what was lovely about that is because we all have an impression in our head what an Irish mammy is.
Yeah.
She's got an apron and she's got a tin of USA biscuits and she's making brown bread. But she wasn't talking about this. She was talking about the modern contemporary Irish mammy. The ones who have a big job, who have to deliver kids everywhere, have to cook meals, have to do like we entertain all the time.
Yeah. And find a cocoon place where you can watch Love Island with headphones.
And everybody is just searching actually for that little bit of solitude. Mm. So we created three kind of spaces in the house: the head, the heart and the gut.
Oh wow.
So the head space is where people, you are, when you're in that room, you are relaxing and it's nobody else's business.
Okay.
And don't come near.
Do
not come into this room with your Hoover.
There's a scarf trying around the door handle.
The heart space is where the family gathered, and that is free of children's clutter and all of that, and the hurdles and all that. But then we created a really good gut space in the middle of the house, and it's right slap bang. It's not like an adjacent space.
Right.
It's not the back end of the garage.
Right.
It is the centre of the house, right? That's where all the kids' gear goes, the gymnastics mats. You know anybody who's got an air track? Because I used to have one in our house.
Yes, remember those.
And it's huge. It's 3 metres
thing.
Long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I created, I'm giving it all away. You have to see what I did. But that room then became a flexible room. So for right now, the kids need it.
Because it's winter time, the stuff needs to go in.
It's a big room. Christmas time, a big table goes on top of it. It's for when you're entertained. And then as the kids get older and their needs change, that room will change. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Okay, that's going to happen on Sunday. We've got more questions to ask, Dermot. You do still need to watch the series, I promise you.
Rosita
is
was the
Joey's favourite chair, says Barbara in Sligo.
Because Chandler and Rachel broke it one time, and then there was a big that was a whole episode about the chair.
I don't know much about Friends. I'm aware of it. Adam says, can you ask Dermot who did the kitchen on last Sunday's Room to Improve? It was amazing.
A great guy called Liam Brennan, and it's Cedarbrook, And he's up in just outside Charlestown in May. I'm going to say it properly now because I got a lot of grief about how I said Charlestown.
That's funny because I have always said Charlestown until I became friends with someone from Mayo.
And it's Charles.
As Charlestown. Yeah. And I was a big slapped LES around the head on me.
Yeah, Charlestown.
The Glenroe theme tune we were talking about earlier on.
Don't play that.
No, I won't. Martin Donegal says, it didn't mean it was time for bed. It meant it was time to start my homework, yes, says Martin.
That's what it was for me. And he went upstairs in a blind sweat because you kind of put, there was another show. Do you remember Bullseye? In the middle of the day.
Oh, Bullseye, yes.
Yes.
Here's what you could have won. Brenda says, it was definitely the Glenroe feeling. Absolutely loved Sunday show. Beautiful home, brought back to life. This was Karen's home.
Yes.
In Charlestown, which used to be the butcher shop.
Her family butcher shop.
Yeah. In the middle of the town. Narrow sight. Great job. Dermot did the usual where he flipped the L downstairs onto the upstairs. But a couple of questions for
I'm
you about this.
I'm not even reading this.
I remember it all. I watched it all. It was gorgeous.
Very impressed.
First of all, I absolutely loved when the big reveal came and the name was back the butcher on. Shop, the Carrigan's yeah. butcher shop. I thought that was just absolutely brilliant. But the Mulligans, I should say. What I did like, and I wanted to ask you about, was the dilemma that Karen had towards the end of the episode, where in her master bedroom, she didn't want to put the bed where it was on a wall, where on one side of her perpendicular was the door out to the back garden.
Yes.
And the other side was the door into the ensuite.
Yes.
The bathroom. So she just didn't want to put it there. You knew it was the perfect place for the bed because she also wanted to get a wardrobe in there.
You see, what nobody sees is there's so much work goes into a room to improve in the background. In order to get that down to budget, like Claire literally sat over me one day with a red pen, 200 millimetres off that room, 200 millimetres off that room.
Right.
And we tightened it up in time until it couldn't be tightened up anymore. Mm. And then I managed to take 7 square metres or something off each room.
Wow.
And that got it down under budget, okay. Right? But in doing that, I had to design that bedroom within an inch of its life. So the bed had to go on one wall.
Yeah.
The wardrobe then went into a little recess between the two doors because the bed wouldn't fit. We had designed it. I don't know if I noticed, there's a big piece of steel there and there's a lovely big downstand there. That's where the level changes were between upstairs and downstairs. Yeah. And I was putting a nice LED light into that and the whole thing was just singing.
Perfect.
But it was designed within an inch of its life. And when she moved the bed, I remember when I got the email, I said, oh, you're bloody joke. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But when she went down and explained it to me, that's the kind of the little thing that goes into the mix that nobody can explain.
Sure.
How a place makes you feel.
Makes you feel, yeah.
Yeah, and like, I'm always on the fence about things like feng shui and all of that. And I suppose, like, architecture is a science.
Yeah.
But I still leave myself open to it. And if somebody comes in and says, I get a bad feeling there.
I
can't put my chair there. Yeah. That makes me feel uncomfortable. Like people will have an armchair in a favorite armchair in a room because maybe it's in a corner or maybe it's looking out a window or they can see most of the room. There's reasons that people feel comfortable in different spaces.
Mm.
And if somebody says that to you, you can't ignore it. If she says, I just get a bad feeling here.
You can't, yeah. You can't
it's
really
a bit like a water diviner. Like you can't ignore that. So, and there's no point in me saying you have to move your bed.
Of course.
There.
Well, what you did do, which was quite interesting, was you brought down an air mattress and moved it around to three different places and eventually she made her decision. But I suppose what I wanted to know was, right?
Yeah.
The thing of sleeping beside a door, right?
Yes.
In my house, I have to sleep. Or if we go to a hotel or if we go and stay in a friend's house when they're entertaining or whatever. When we go into a double bed, who knows? When I go into a double bed with my good lady wife, Tracy, I have to sleep near the door.
Okay.
So she says it's for protection.
Yes.
Now, I am a wuss. I don't know what protection she thinks I'm going to get, but I suppose she thinks that maybe if some kind of samurai comes in with a sword.
She wants you to sleep beside
the
door.
She wants me to sleep near the door so that I'll be the kind of the buffer between her and any pseudo, like, dreamt up attacker. And I'm just if you had to deal with this, or what about in your own life?
I was just going to say,
do you sleep near the door?
I always slept close to the door, and I feel much better sleeping close to the door of the bedroom. Right?
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
And when I stay in a hotel or if I stay anywhere, I always go to that side. I go to the side closest to the door. Right. But when our first child was born, because they were up in the middle of the night doing feeding, Louise moved closest to the door so she could get out to the thing, and she's always stayed that way.
Okay.
Right, because we've the same bed. We just move from one house to the other, and it's always beside the door. And I always, whenever Louise doesn't even know this.
Go on,
when she's away,
You go back to the other side?
I go back to the other side. I sleep on her side of the bed.
When you go into a hotel, do you still go for the door side?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though now you, every day you sleep on the other side?
Yeah. And I only did that so she could, when she was feeding, like she used to, I used to do the last feed, you know, the 10 o'clock feed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
Louise
would get up in the middle of the night and do that one, so it was closer to the door and she could hear the kids. And when the kids, like, you know, when they're toddlers and they come in, it's mammy, mammy, mammy or whatever.
Yeah.
She was the first, it was always.
First thing she saw,
we swapped over for that. But I do sneak in whenever.
Oh, she's not there. Amazing. Well, I want to know from you guys, 087-4100-102.
You're a sleeping arrangement.
Do you have a side of the bed?
Kind of worms you've opened up here.
I don't. The main thing I'll tell you is that you can catch Dermot Bannon on Room to Improve on Sundays at 9:30. And we've got time to run through everything, but you do have four episodes, but you also have the Julian Benson episode right in the middle of all these episodes.
That's in about 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
We did a special, we've been doing it for 2 years, where Julian bought a house for families with CF and we've been renovating it. So for families who come up and need to spend a night
month.
CF
yeah.
is a long stint in hospital. So it's somewhere for families to stay and siblings to stay and to be closer family, but also someone who's got appointments that they have somewhere.
Of course.
So it's a house for people for the CF community.
Okay.
And it's been an amazing project to work on over the last couple
Brilliant.
Of years.
Well, that'll be in there as well. But 9:30 on RTE1, you will see Dermot, of course, on the RTE player as well. Sarah in Cork says, can you ask Dermot where he got his jacket in the last scene last week? My husband loved it.
Oh my God. Do you know what it is as well, right?
Go on.
I got it in Rees.
Oh, Rees,
oh,
yes,
it's
Grafton Street. Yeah.
It's my good jacket.
Okay.
Like, I don't bring it out with me. Like, it's that good.
It's that good.
It's that good. And well, whatever way, I tried on a few sizes, but the medium actually fit me.
Okay.
So whenever anybody asks me, because loads of people have commented on that
right,
jacket.
Right, right, right.
And even people start putting up pictures of James Blunt, do you remember?
Yeah.
And they said, but I say it's a Rees medium.
A Rees medium.
The medium is the really important bit because everybody knows Rees's sizes are small.
Okay. He's very proud of his Rees medium,
really,
Sarah.
I can't breathe in it now. But
it looks great. It did look great. I have to say I noticed it as well. Sarah, fair play to you. Thanks a million. Dermot, fair play to you. Thank you for coming in. As always, best luck at Room to Improve. And I can't believe you're already shooting for 2026 and 2027. There'll be loads of Room to Improve on your screen. Sunday night's RTE1, 9:30 on the RTE player as well. Thanks, Dermot.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.